he's running a, it's not a new program, it's a different lease program. But just to give you an example of how that program works, and I haven't got all the ins and outs yet, Mark Watkins uses it. He's getting 7 new vehicles this year, 7 new Chargers. And all it's costing him is $52,000 for all 7.
So, and what's it cost him next year?
It doesn't cost him, it's a 2-year lease. And then this guy
guarantees. This might be the same guy that we were trying, I kept trying and never could get.
This guy guarantees full market value. And on the police packages, what he does is you sell a fully equipped vehicle minus the radio. And they're selling for top dollar. Cache County now, granted they
all have. Pickups or cars too?
What's that?
Cars
Chargers.
Too?
Chargers.
Chargers.
But he'll get anything we want. Cache County, now granted they have a huge fleet compared to what we have, but they got a return check for $94,000 or $96,000 last year on what they turned back in. And it's the same program that King County's using, Weber County's using. It's much better than anything that Zions could ever offer us as far as leases. So I'm gonna sit down with him and see what we can work out number wise and stuff like that to see.
Yeah, that sounds kind of like the program they had for equipment through Case and
yeah.
them until they.
They got limited miles, I suppose, on them and stuff like that. I would.
Yeah. That's one thing for up here. We'll have to have. There won't be a mileage cap for us because of the way we drive. So,
nothing's close, is it?
Yeah. So, I think it'll be a much better program that we ought to look at rather than Zion's.
Well,
I think it'll save us.
I hope it's the same guy.
And it'll save. Vernon's even gone to it, and it's, you know, you're saving money in at the first, but also in the back end. And there's actually some of these counties that are not paying anything for their vehicles when they get new ones. They're just taking their buyback money. And
after the initial investment?
Yeah, after the initial investment.
I just
not paying for their
vehicles. I can't visualize how that works if you paid. If he's going to get how many, you say?
He's getting 7.
For $52,000. And 2 years goes by and they get, just say, $20,000 a piece for them. That's
I don't know the details. But that's what I was told yesterday was that was the price that he was. So
yeah, I just trying to run it through my mind how that works.
Well, it may change with interest rates changing.
Yeah.
Because depending on his end, not ours so much. Because with low interest rates, then if he can depreciate it to whatever off the floor it is, and then bring, and it's a high-end vehicle to begin with, especially pickups or whatever, they're going top dollar on those, and he's bringing them back, and the resale is inches away from, so he's got to make money somehow.
And that's what I don't understand where the money is.
I haven't seen, well, it sounds like we're going to have a chance to talk to him about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess he'll be here next week, so.
Great. And so, would you introduce yourself, ma'am, and?
Yes, I'm Vicki Tanner. And I was just hired on at the county clerk's office.
Yeah, and we're very happy to have you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doing it. Since I had coffee with your husband this morning, he was happy you're here too.
Yeah, right.
The other thing is, I saw somebody out there with, I assume, Lindsay Doyle or something, working over the stands with a sprayer.
Oh, today.
Where in the hell did they come from? Yeah, we're trying to spray linseed oil on the
metal dry wood.
Mm-hmm. Can't hardly tell where it is.
Yeah.
It soaks it right up.
Yeah, you can't even hardly see it. I was gone when they applied it and come back, and I told them, where did you put it? And they showed me. Doesn't hardly show. Another thing that we need to we need to make a comment about, we lost one of our rodeo Jack Kiki passed away.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, how's he related to Joe Lee?
His dad.
It's his dad. When did he die?
Day before yesterday.
So after the rodeos?
Yeah, he was, they had to go home from the rodeo. One of them had to go home early to take care of him on Saturday, so it was either Sunday or yesterday.
I think it was 89?
Yeah.
Old enough,
But he's.
Yeah, he was.
He lived a full rodeo life. But a lot of history goes away with him. He's the.
Yeah, because Joe V was announcing the rodeos Friday and Saturday. Well, Friday, I know, because I said Saturday
too.
I assumed he did.
They just had to, they were, they actually got done pretty early, so that, but.
Oh, that's, we'll have to, that would be one to send something to.
Yeah, we need to send a card for.
Well, with that in mind, shall we adjourn, or recess till 1:30? Or 1? 1. Recessed.
That works kind of like adjournment. I don't have to say anything. Okay.
Well, you FFA guys could have to keep me straight on parliamentary procedure.